This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
And it's good morning to you and to you and especially to you as the sun rises, as it's a beautiful day, autumn here in Johannesburg. It's good to be with you. My name is Alan Ford with the one and only
Nathan Rowe.
Where this is the Unview,
the thin, the rich, and the fabulous.
And it's very important. It's very important to explain this. And we tell everyone, remember, we're never ever sure if we're that thin. And we're never ever sure how rich we are. You know how rich we can be. But we're always, always fabulous.
Always.
That's the whole thing. How was your week?
Have you ever not been fabulous? Was there a time in your life where maybe you were unfabulous?
I think when I was in the closet, that wasn't as fabulous. Now my fabulosity and my flabulosity, it all comes out together.
Was your closet a little droll? I have quite a fabulous closet.
I couldn't fit into a drawer, my dear. Let me tell you that.
Not a droll, as in boring.
Oh, no. My life was never boring. Come on, think about it.
There you go. So it has been always fabulous.
To some extent. I can't believe that you've got a couple of weeks left with you and then you're off to rehearsals for Kinky Boots.
Yes. How exciting.
It's crazy.
I immigrate to Cape Town.
You go for 9 months.
I got my visa approved.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a scary process.
We're gonna chat later in the show to Ilse Klink, who has her visa's moved. She just came back from the Cape and then was in Asia and with the phenomenal show Chicago the Musical. We've also got Mrs. Producer herself, Hazel Feldman, in studio. Now, we're going to chat about... I went last night to the 8th Annual CakeNet Guma Music Awards. Interesting, wonderful show, phenomenal. CakeNet and MNet, I must tell you, when they touch award shows, they do them first class. They really, really do, from the Fiestas to the Silver Scarum to the Guma Awards. But that wasn't without controversy. Certain artists boycotted the awards.
Ooh.
Certain artists boycotted because a certain song called Delant was taken off the bill, and it was a big story. A big, big story.
Sure.
But can I tell you something, and I want to just go there. And this is not 702. I have done over 100 hours at least of political talk or controversial talk.
You must be exhausted.
I am over the years, loads of it. But this is an entertainment show. Now I want to focus on the winners because we had some, I mean, Snopkop was absolutely fantastic. I mean, Taryn Lamb stole the awards left, right, and center out of nowhere, really. I'm about to say Demi Lee Moore. Also, the awards were just phenomenal, and it's good to see this genre of music get so much wonderful credit. Rifensi also is so cool. I mean, it's wonderful, wonderful stuff. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. We're also going to speak to the Director of International Operations all the way from the USA. His name is Brian Welsh. He's talking about Monster Jam.
Yeah.
This is where the trucks are going to fly over and stuff and smash into everything, and it's going to be flipping trucks.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
This is so cool. My nephews are going crazy to do. This is the thing. We've been waiting for this for 6 months. And we'll talk about that a little later in the show. And then I'm so excited because we're also going to chat to the first international Pretoria tattoo show. And we've got Stelio Tsiklas and Tony, Tattoo Tony, should I say. That's his name. They're coming into studio and they're going to be talking about this great new concept. And, you know, we do art shows, exhibitions, we do shows on sculpture, we do shows on music, we do shows on entertainment, theatre, the movies, we do, and of course, tattoo work is an art form.
Of course, and okay. It's become a greater art form than it once was, I think. You know, it's gone are the days of, you know, them writing mom on your arm or a skull, you know, something like that. Now, you must see some of the stuff that they do with tattoos. It's absolutely phenomenal.
We're going to do that later in the show, but it's good to be with you here on CliffCentral.com. Today on All About Theatre with Monte Cassino. It's been the longest running American musical on Broadway for over 22 years. And the West End history, it's still the sexiest show on Broadway. It's been seen by over, listen to this, 31 million people in 490 cities across 36 countries with over 32,500 performances worldwide. And we're talking about the one and only Chicago. And it's at Monte Cassino. It opens at the Teatro this Saturday. And it runs all the way until the 26th of May. And I've got to tell you that Monte Cassino, of course, is the sponsor of the show. And lots of wonderful guests from Chicago, from all parts of the ensemble, are going to be coming into studio. So we're so excited for that. Of course, we've had the likes of Craig Obani and Carmen Pretorius
Sampio.
And Sampio in studio while you were running Cape Town. So, and of course, chatted to Brian Schimmel when you guys were in Asia. So we've been following this production very closely, and we're very excited.
And it's finally here.
And it's finally here. So today in studio, Ilse Klink, who plays Mama Mortem, and the one and only Hazel Feldman, Mrs. Producer herself, join us. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Alan.
Good to be here.
It's
morning,
so good. Guys. Are you excited that this is all happening?
I am. It is very exciting to be back in Johannesburg, you know, in my home city. So and most of the cast are from Johannesburg. So we really, really geared up to be here and very excited to do it.
Hazel, I want to begin with you. So first and foremost, back in the very late 70s, should we say early 80s, your mark in production and in producing was working with Saul Kusner, to some extent. Back
to
in
some
the,
extent, yeah.
And who was some of the first people you ever brought to South Africa, if we're going back all those 40 years ago?
You need to go back a little bit more, and that's how scary that is. But, I mean, if you go back to Sun City, it's starting from Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
And Cher and Liza Minnelli and Queen and Elton and Rod and a bunch of others, and lots of tits and feather shows and all kinds of fun stuff.
So this is a long, long road.
Yeah,
good road.
It's been a long road.
I want to go into this. Firstly, people don't understand what it takes to produce a show, because you have hits. And you then sometimes have ones that you think are going to be the biggest hits.
Yep.
And I'm going to use two particular examples. I mean, Priscilla rocked, okay? And then Dreamgirls, which I thought, by the way, is one of the most spectacular productions in South Africa, didn't.
Yep.
How hard is it to be a producer? Please help the fellow producers out.
It's hard. You know, sometimes exactly what you say is when you really believe that you've got a no-brainer, something that is going to move, something that's right at the time, like Dreamgirls. Mm. You genuinely feel this is the right show at the right time and it's going to happen. The same with Rent. I thought it was the right time and the right place and the right circumstances, and it bombed. And then you suddenly get something like Priscilla and you think to yourself, okay, you know, it's commercial, but is it really going to resonate right across the way? And it did. So you never know. You absolutely never know. There are certain absolutes, like a Phantom, like a Les Mis, like a Lion King. But quite honestly, not anything else is an absolute gimme. It doesn't work like that.
You've played in the Monte Cassino space, the theatre space, for some time. You love that theatre.
Absolutely. In fact, Chicago in 2008 was the first show to follow The Lion King, the first musical to follow The Lion King into the theatre in 2008. So for us, it's quite a coming full circle, and it's a fabulous space.
So what, as a producer, you travel the world, I know you do. You and Tony and your family and your production company, and all of a sudden, what made you pick Chicago? Let me use that as an over, let's say, something like Wicked or Les Mis, for that matter. Why Chicago?
Okay. I've been wanting to bring Chicago back and do it again. I would say, you know, after 2008, we figured we'd leave it about 5 years and bring it back. It's a timeless show. It speaks across the ages. It's one of those, and it's testament to the fact that it's been on Broadway for 22 years. And this particular show is just one of those that you never tire of. I mean, there are shows that I used to go into, my own shows, where at a certain part of the show, I would actually go and hide my head in the loo because it was so terrible that I had to run away. And I was thinking, I can't watch this anymore. Chicago, I can watch every single minute of the show at all times, and I must have watched it maybe a couple of hundred times. And I never get tired of it. It's just so clever. It's so current, even though it's set in the 20s. And the music is great, sexy as all hell, and it's a lovely show. The opportunity came for this particular portion. What's happened, quite honestly, in South Africa with the production of most of the shows, certainly the kind of shows that I do and I know that Peter Turin does, is that to mount a show as a standalone in South Africa has become extremely expensive. So if I wanted to just do Chicago for 10 weeks in South Africa and that's it, the cost of mounting the show, putting the show together, would be absolutely not viable. So an opportunity opened up to partner with a UK company called David Ian Productions, who had interest and connections to put the show into New Zealand, take it back to New Zealand. It's been many times to New Zealand. Take it then into China. And where else did you go? I can't remember.
Well, going to Germany.
And then they're going on to Germany.
And Austria.
And Austria. And then possibly back on to China towards the end of the year, which actually has took it from being a 10-week, which is what our South African portion is, into 41 weeks. So you can understand simple arithmetic is just amortizing the costs over that kind of period. It makes it a lot more financially viable. So that's why Chicago happened at this minute.
And it's but can I tell you something? You're giving a footprint to actors and to especially younger actors and actresses and musicians for that matter and stagehands and dancers to go all over the world. And I don't think you can buy that.
Ellen, at this moment in time, you've got Chicago with that's touring internationally. There are 54 people involved, South Africans involved in Chicago. We are general managing The Lion King, which is at this moment just finishing in a year in Korea, toured a year in Korea, and is on its way now to Hong Kong, Taipei, and a whole lot of other places. Been running for a year and a half, and there are 70 odd South Africans in that production. There is Evita going back out, which is with I'd say about an 80%. South African company.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. And then there is Phantom, which is touring Asia. That also has, I'd say, about a 50-60%. Oh, and Matilda.
Yes.
So all of these productions have started to follow that model, which is having a South African base and having South African performers and then touring the world.
Sure. Have you loved touring the world, Ilse?
I have. I've had an incredible experience. You know, it was really eye-opening, and it was great to see that we could stand on an international stage as South Africans and show off what it is that we do here and how good we are here and present it to the rest of the world, and they love it. They absolutely loved it. In China, they loved it, you know, with subtitles on the side. They understood everything. Yeah, yeah.
Are there screens
on
the side?
Yeah, there were screens on the side. So
you don't learn your Mandarin script.
Well, you know, it's such a spectacular show. You can do it in any language without any words, and it would be incredible to
watch. On that note, could you say anything in Chinese from the show?
Ni hao ma. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And New Zealand was also really spectacular. They just loved the show.
Can you
they
say anything it. In New Zealandish?
I can't do the accents.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I can't.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Not really good at it.
Now, I was so honored to interview you last year for Veranderding op Kijknet.
That's right.
And have interviewed you over many, many years for many, many things. Of course, your initial... Besides the stage work that you've done across South Africa in both English and in both genres of English and Afrikaans, you know, you were well known for television work.
That's correct.
the difference between theatre and television?
I mean, it's so
for
vast.
For you.
It's so vast. You know, the thing is, you know, when you're doing television, you long for the theatre. You long to be standing on a stage singing. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And sometimes it works the other way around as well. You know, I think I'm quite grateful that I'm able to sing, that I'm able to act in various capacities, you know. And
I'm able to sing.
I know. I just rolled my eyes.
Let me undersell myself.
No, I didn't study singing. I studied straight theatre, drama.
Now, I'm happy that you said that, because, you know, we bar people.
I'm about to be bought. Wow.
I've got phenomenal vouchers from Skin Sense Day Spa.
Oh, wow.
We're going to get there. But you see... But this you're doing for the guys, of course, for Hazel, who's in front of you, and of course, the wonderful guys at the Teatro, and it's all about theatre with Monte Cassino. They've got it, obviously. And so I thought what we should do is that we should get you to we do this with everybody.
Yes, you do.
To perform.
And
of course,
give people a little taste of what they'll come and see.
And this is Mama Morton's famous song, and it's... When You're Good to Mama.
That's right.
Let's go. You ready? Ilse Klink, ladies and gentlemen, on cliffcentral.com. This is what we do.
Singing for my supper.
The mistress of Murderer's Row, Matron Mama Morton.
Ask any of the chickies in my pen. They'll tell you I'm the biggest mother hen. I love them all, and all of them love me. Because the system works, the system called reciprocity. This is when I shake my shoulders. Got a little motto, always sees me through. When you're good to mama, mama's good to you. There's a lot of favors I'm prepared to do. You do one for mama, she'll do one for you. They say that life is tit for tat, and that's the way I live. So I deserve a lot of tat for what I've got to give. Don't you know that this hand washes that one too? When you're good to mama,
and
mama's good to you.
And have you met Hazel Feldman?
There we go.
When you're good to mama, mama's good to you.
That was fun.
Oh, there you go. And audition tape.
Yeah.
And besides, Hazel, I do this all the time with you.
Yeah.
Besides being Mrs. Producer, and they say Cameron McIntosh is Mr. Producer. This is Mrs. Producer, seriously.
Indeed.
And it's true. But a lot of people speak so highly. I said to Philip Schnettler yesterday that that you're going to be in the show today. And he turned around and said, wow, I've never been treated, because he was new in the industry.
Yeah.
With such beautiful, firstly, kid gloves, and added to that, such kindness and such growth and such mentorship. And that's how people speak of you. So how it, mama's good to you.
That's very sweet. But Philip is a wonderful guy. He really is. He's just a fabulous talent.
Oh, we can only say these things about you, Hazel, because it's true. No, really.
And if you're good
really
to Hazel,
Hazel's
well.
Good to you.
Oh, wow. You know, when you... everything's reciprocal. It is.
Mm.
Reciprocity.
Yeah, indeed.
It works.
And you have created so many careers, and you've mentored so many careers. Do you love this business? What do you love about the business?
That's exactly what I love about the business. It's the process. I love to see a kid like Philip come out of nowhere, never really done a show before of any consequence. He comes into an audition, and you see a little spark, and you think, wow, this really could be something. And then you see that person not only grow on stage, but grow off stage and develop. And we've seen that as well with Chicago, with a number of kids who maybe have done corporate stuff, have never really done any theatre stuff. And theatre is hard. It's kind of easy to do a corporate gig. You come in, you do it, it's done, it's finished. And if something screwed up in the middle of the show, so be it. It's done and it's over. But when you're doing 8 shows a week for 41 weeks, you need to have a certain professionalism, a certain attitude. And sometimes it's not that easy. And that's the process that I love to see, is that the people who we find and we nurture and grow on the stage, grow internationally, grow locally, as well as people, which is great.
I'm just soaking this in because I'm moving to Cape Town soon to be in a theatre show, and it's my first. So I'm just gleaning what I can from you here.
And I must tell you, all of that. I must tell you something. I was very, very close to doing Kinky Boots. We really wanted to do a big scale show of Kinky. I've seen it about 5 times. I was very close to the producers. And unfortunately, I couldn't get the international rights. So what I wanted to do, as I said, the model, which was mounted in South Africa and then take it internationally, we couldn't get the international stuff.
Right.
So I'm delighted that the Fugard are doing it. I hope and I'm sure that they will, you know, do so well with it, because it's a fabulous piece.
Yeah.
But you know something, what you put in is what you get out. It's as trite as that.
Yeah.
And you can whine and cry and whatever the situation is. If you do that, you will not enjoy what you do. If you love what you do, it shows. If you are having fun on that stage, the audience are having fun.
Yeah.
And it's as simple as that.
Yeah. So you've done Chicago before.
Yeah. Twice.
A few years back, yeah. And principal cast members have changed over the years. And so you've got Carmen Pretorius as Roxy Hart this time round, and Sam Pio switched roles from Roxy
to Velma. Correct.
And how's the energy changed? I know it's Chicago, so it'll always be Chicago, but it does change, you know, between actors.
Absolutely.
I think Ilse can answer that.
Yeah, I think the energy changes because each performing artist brings their own bag of goods, to the party. And so there's a different energy. Although the characters are basically the same, there's a different energy that one actor brings to specific role. And you know, Carmen's done a fantastic job at playing Roxy.
Yeah.
She's really cute and really super sweet and gorgeous, you know. Yeah. And Sam, on the other hand, who did play Roxy before, is now this ballsy, you know, woman of courage and command, you know. So it was really lovely to see Sam in that role.
Yeah.
You know, and it's wonderful to act opposite Sam. She's just amazing.
Yeah,
she's incredible.
She is a phenomenon.
Yeah, yeah.
I also follow both of them on Instagram, and I love their chemistry together, or off stage. So they've clearly got a kind of sisterhood going on off stage, which I can just imagine just is magic on stage. Because, you know, Game of Thrones is a big thing at the moment, and there's two actresses, the one who plays Sansa Stark and Arya Stark, and they have a great off-stage relationship, and I think that really does, you know, connect them on screen as well. Do you have any sisterhood connections there?
I have
in
a
Chicago?
Sisterhood
or brother
with Mary Sunshine.
Mary
She's
Sunshine?
My sister.
Oh, that's
yes, I mean, you know what, we are very close in the cast. So really, it absolutely shows on stage. You know, there is a little spark when you look at somebody. There's a little bit extra. And I mean, not that the in jokes on stage, but there's just, you know, these are my friends. These are my pals. Because it is an ensemble show. Mm. Yeah. We've got to hold each other, you know.
And it's nice to be in that space of where you can trust the people opposite you and you feel so comfortable.
Yeah.
Because I know I've been watching some actors working in the Meisner technique recently.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just see how these people they go to such dark places and they give so much of themselves.
Yeah.
And to have trust and, you know, respect around them is so important. So I can imagine being in a family, the Chicago family must be quite it's a cool family to be a part of.
Very special.
Our very special guest in studio, Hazel Feltman, executive producer from Showtime, Chicago the Musical, and Ilse Klink, one of our top actresses, our singers, our voiceover artists, our presenters, our MCs across the board. Great to have them in studio. Please, as I've told you, do not miss Chicago. It opens this Saturday until the 26th of May at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. Yeah, do not miss the show. It's Craig Barney. It's Samantha Pio. It's a lineup that is just going to blow you away. Really, it really is. I also want to say Many Tooties was absolutely fabulous.
Did you enjoy
loved
it?
Loved it. I loved it. It was hysterical. Really good. Puppet Guy. Parker's, if you want some good comedy. The Easter weekend, you don't have to go away to take your kids to do some fun things, to go and eat at the Colcuchas and do some cool, interesting things. They've got Easter hunts and Easter stuff all happening at the one and only Monte Cassino. It's all about theater with Monte Cassino. Do not miss Chicago. That's the thing. And as I say, it's Monte Cassino. They've got it.
Mistress of the Clink, the mistress of Murderers Row, Matron Mama Mortar.
So, that was great to have you discuss this phenomenal show. And, of course, it's good to be with you on the show, Cliff Central, where we make things happen and do some magic. Now, I've got it to you, Hazel. Showtime doesn't just do phenomenal musicals. And, of course, Stomp is coming. We'll do some stuff on Stomp. That's a big announcement. But I do want to say, on the line at the moment, we have got Brian Welch, who is the Director of International Operations for the United States of America, to talk about the insane thing happening in Durban, this weekend. It happens in Cape Town next weekend, next Saturday, and then the Saturday afterwards in Johannesburg at all the massive stadiums, and it's called Monster Jam.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
How's it going?
How are you, Brian? Welcome to the show.
Appreciate it, man. It's first time down here in South Africa. I'm loving it. Been here for a few days. Durban is awesome. Great city. Great people. And we can't wait to put Monster Jam on for all the families down here.
Okay, Brian, I've got to tell you, the kids are going crazy. The adults are going even more crazy. Men, women, everybody. It's all nuts. Please, can you explain? There is something I read that you can make a truck, okay, like lift 5 meters off the ground. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to have a track put in overnight tonight. There's still grass field on the turf right now. We're going to cover that tonight and make jumps out here that'll make trucks fly through the air and do crazy things. And there may even be, as you've seen on TV, a backflip attempt or two right here in Durban.
Hold a second. Let's just do this. A backflip with a truck.
I can't even backflip into a pool.
It's a 6-ton truck going to a stack lift.
I can't even walk and drive. What are you talking about? The man's backflipping. This is incredible. Brian, firstly, tell me, how long have you been involved with Monster Jam?
In Monster Jam, I've been involved about 37 years. I guess I'll show my age a little bit. Loved every minute of it and still continuing on. I don't see anything else in my future except Monster Jam. Hmm, such sure. A growing sport. It's amazing.
Let's go straight to it. The danger elements. I mean, I've heard that like the first of most of the stadiums, the first like five or Hazel?
20 rows.
First 20 rows.
Yep.
Okay, so Brian, in studio we have Hazel Feltman, who is one of the South African exec producers of bringing Monster Jam to South Africa with Tony Feltman.
Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Say hi to Tony for me, please.
I will. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Just tell him Mama's watching. checking that budget. So the first, and it's interesting because I thought, how are you going to fill up the stadium? I mean, obviously this is huge, but yes, you lose those first 20 rows for safety precautions. But there's the question: how dangerous is this?
It's not at all. We hold the safety hold rows for a couple of reasons. One, if debris were to fly, we've got plenty of room for the dirt and things like that. Nobody wants to come get dirty at the show, right? So we make sure that We have them for that all over the world. We have it. It's for crowd control as well. And it really makes for a great show. There's not really a bad seat in the house anywhere. With the trucks being so big, the Monster Jam trucks flying through the air, it's really not a bad place to be anywhere.
So what happens? So we take a stadium like Soccer City or one of the big stadiums, and what do you... Because, I mean, generally they play football or they play rugby or they play different sports on these fields. What do you do to the field? I mean, how is it that the whole field doesn't turn upside down?
Well, what we do is we still leave the turf down that you're going to be able to play soccer on or football or rugby or whatever it is. And we have a special team that comes in and we put plywood down. First, a geotex or a felt layer to cover the grass. And then we put plywood down and we put dirt on top of that. And like I said, it's still green today. We don't have any dirt out. We have a certain limitation of time, meaning sundown tonight till Sunday. If we go on and off the field by then, the grass is just as healthy as it was today.
Sure.
So we come in and out on that, and everybody will be able to play soccer or football or whatever on probably Monday here.
Yeah, most stadiums have a little sign saying, do not even attempt to walk on this grass, and there you are ramping monster trucks
monster
on
tracks.
It.
Well, we do it very carefully.
Yeah. It's amazing. And in the time limit you have, how many, did you say you have a day or 2 days?
Well, they've got to get up to rehearse.
We'll be able to, if the weather holds out tonight, we'll be able to, you'll go to bed tonight and we can wake up to a built Monster Jam track tomorrow morning. And then we'll finish grooming it. And, you know, it's dirt. So we paint it, make it look good. And then we'll do our rehearsals tomorrow and then have our show on Saturday. And then as soon as we say thanks, good night on Saturday, you'll see the equipment come in, and we start peeling that dirt off the plywood, pick the plywood up, and then we'll play soccer.
How much dirt are you putting on in Durban, Brian?
We're putting about 3,500 cubic meters of dirt, so just a little bit.
Wow.
This is
a little bit more than my garden.
Okay, let's. You got a big garden, Hazel. Big garden, yeah. Big shows, big garden. Brian, again, trying to get our minds around this. How many trucks are involved? Explain some of the things people can expect if they haven't seen it.
Sure. Well, the first thing you can expect is come out to our pit party that happens between 1 and 4. And everybody will get to meet the drivers and the athletes and see the trucks up close. It's the same ones on TV. We have the same drivers that you see on TV are here performing, and you can talk to them and get an autograph. And when that's done, we'll go inside. Doors will open at 4 o'clock, and at 6 o'clock we'll start the show. We'll have 4 competitions. We'll have racing. We'll have two-wheel skills, donut competition, and then a freestyle competition. And then along with that, we'll have freestyle motocross come out and do some tricks and some competitions as well. We have Nick DeWitt down here from South Africa. He's going to be jumping on all 3 of these events for us. And the neat thing about the competitions, other than racing, because obviously whoever crosses the finish line first wins, but all the other competitions, the fans could be involved in. You bring your phone, you log on to MonsterJamJudgesZone.com, and you're the judge. So if you think a truck did a better trick than the other one, you get the judge scale, submit it right then, and that's the score. So all the fans here in Durban become the judges, and you're going to determine the outcome of who's actually going to win the event.
Brian, I'm so happy it's starting in Durban for one reason, that Durban needs some... Sometimes needs to shake up. Okay, so seriously, we need. Okay, so I know that the show goes across South Africa and across the world. So Durbanites, please get out there and see it. It is the Easter weekend. A lot of people are on school holidays. A lot of people go off to Mslanga and off to Durban, and to take the kids to see it. But I'm telling you now that once you see this once, you're going to want a book to see it in Johannesburg and you come back here or in Cape Town. I'm telling you. It's just one of those things. It's one of those shows. I have not seen it, but I've been following on TV. When I heard this, I went crazy. And I think that a lot of people don't get this privilege to see this. So I want to just say that, Brian, I hope to get some of the drivers on throughout the couple of weeks that you're in South Africa to talk about this brilliant, brilliant show. Thank you for bringing it here, Hazel. And Tony, and of course, for coming here, Brian. South Africa loves this type of stuff. I think, as you know, we come from a country with a lot of passion, number one. Number two, often on edge. So we like things that are edgy.
Well, that's definitely Monster Jam to a T. You got to have passion, edge, and spirit to actually put on one of these events. And every single competitor here tomorrow, or Saturday, rather, it is in it to win it. It's not, you know, let's just go out from a show. It's that they really want to win. They need to win for points that really go into the world finals for all these competitions. So it's real competition. You're the judge, and it's 100% real and amazing.
I want to add one other thing to this. It's so interesting that my nephews, who will be joining me, got invited to different kiddies parties, and they're all going. And there's a girls' party that they're doing there, which I think is cool. It shows you that this is the magic that the guys at Showtime do here. We've got other things, Brian, like Disney and Ice coming. So it's just there's just great things, and I'm so happy that South Africa gets exposed to these type of things. So thank you for coming, and thank you for being here.
Well,
and be safe and love South Africa.
Yeah, everybody here is loving it. Thanks for having us. First time for Monster Jam being down here, and we hope to be here every year since. So we'll see how that goes for us. But come get some tickets. I know we don't have a whole lot left in Durban, but you need to, if you plan on coming and you don't have a ticket, you might want to get that today, because we probably won't have any tomorrow. I think there's only like 2,000 left to sell here. So, and like I said, every seat's a great seat. There's not a bad seat in the place, because the things are so big. You see an athlete, they're 6 foot tall. You know, it's but now you see this big truck, and it's, like I said, 6 tons, huge tires. You're going to feel like you're up close and personal no matter where you're at in the stadium.
Brilliant. Brian Walsh, the Director of International Operations from the United States, Monster Jam in Durban, Cape Town, in Johannesburg over the next 3 weeks. This Saturday, the following Saturday, which is
Cape Town,
which is the 27th, and then on the 4th of May. Yep. And that's all happening. Thank you, Brian, for joining us, and welcome to South Africa, as we say it. Yeah.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Monster Jam!
Monster Jam!
So I just feel that song sums up monster trucks for me.
I love it. Can I ask you to do something for me?
Sure.
What is your favorite Disney song?
My favorite Disney song? Sure, I have
a lot.
A few, yeah.
So
a plethora.
So I tell you what, because I want to set something up for Hazel. No, not for Hazel to sing, for Hazel to listen to. You find a Mrs. Producer, the gigs could come rolling in. Okay.
When's Disney on Ice coming?
It's soon.
Is it soon? That's okay, yes, winter. It always comes around
it
winter.
It comes around winter, it's Disney on Ice.
Yes.
School holidays.
School in July.
June, July.
And so Monster Jam, and then...
Do you know who the focus this year is going to be? Because there's always kind
it's
of a
princesses,
focus.
Isn't it?
It's kind of the princesses, but there's always something for everyone. I mean, it's always the characters. The focus is always Mickey and Minnie. And all the big Disney characters, as always.
So because we're going to get because Nathan's going to sing for you.
He is okay. Yeah. Can he skate in a big costume?
I can learn.
What are you going to go with, Nate?
I'm going to sing my favorite princess song.
I love a favorite. What is it?
It is Part of Your World.
Ah, okay. Lovely. It's the best
by Ariel.
Take it away, Nathan Rowe. This is CliffCentral.com. Disney on Ice comes soon.
Look at this stuff, isn't it neat? Wouldn't you say my collection's complete? Wouldn't you say I'm a girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you'd think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gizmos and gadgets of plenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I wanna be where the people are. I wanna see them dancing, dancing around on those, Ellen, what do you call them? Feet. Oh yeah. You see, flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for dancing, jumping, dancing around on those, what do you call them?
Feet. No, streets.
Oh, streets. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. Wandering free, wish I could be part of that world. What would I give to spend a day out of these waters?
Yeah.
What would I give to get a small little tattoo?
Yes.
Bet you on land they'd understand. Bet they don't reprimand their daughters just for inking. It's what I'm thinking. Give me a stand. Oh, I wanna know what the DJs know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What is a playlist and why does it, what's the word? Burn. When's it my turn? Wouldn't I love to explore the world up above? It'll be grand.
Mm-hmm.
One day I'll have a techno band.
And he's just released his new album, actually. He really has. How's it going, by the way?
I changed some of the lyrics.
Oh, no, we know. Yeah. Yeah, I think. Hazel Feldman, quickly. I want to just go into this quickly. Disney on Ice comes June, July.
Okay, Disney on Ice starts in Pretoria. It's the first time we go into the Menlyn venue in Pretoria. Then we come into the Dome. Then we go into Grand West. Into Durban. I don't even know where we're going anymore. We go into Durban, so it's Pretoria, Johannesburg, Durban, and then Cape Town, right through the June-July school holidays.
Very special guests in studio, Ilse Klink and Hazel Feldman. We had Brian Welsh talking about Monster Jam. We're going to talk to the guys from the International Pretoria Tattoo Show in a moment, but I do want to just take my hat off to the phenomenal Guma Awards. The 8th annual CakeNet Guma Music Awards took place last night at the Sun Arena in Pretoria in Menlyn. Heidi Edling, who is the chairperson and one of the creators of this phenomenal event, welcome to the show, Heidi.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
Firstly, I want to tell you it was a spectacular production. I thought from the presenter right through to all the artists, to the music, to the stage design, I've got to just say this. CakeNet, MNET, they really know how to do it.
Well, I'm very pleased to say it was a group effort, of course, and I appreciate your compliment. Everybody worked hard, and I'm just happy it went off without a glitch.
I mean, I've got to just tell you, when Taryn Lamb took to the stage, when people like the Rockets, I love the fact that they sang first and then they won the Lifetime Achievement Award. Same with Andre Schwartz. It was so clever that they got to showcase their talent, number one, and then all of a sudden you had them win the Lifetime Achievement Award. It was brilliant.
Yeah, isn't that great? Hey? I mean, such legends and a well-deserved acknowledgement.
I love the fancy Joe Black. I mean, that was a monster jam on stage, just to say the least.
Did his beard win an award?
He can rock.
He rocked the whole, from classical music to some of the older 50s, from Rafensi to Snotkop, who closed the show. Just brilliant. Again, how Afrikaans music has developed and how proud people are in this particular genre. And I think that was the key element of the Gumas.
Yes, you know, Alan, people are always so surprised to see that how very varied it is, you know. It's just a language, you know. People do it in hip-hop, in rock, in alternative music, in indie, in country, in folk, you know, in contemporary stuff. So, yeah, we've got 39 categories, you know, so there's a lot of going.
It was great to see Andre Swartz take 39 categories, and I must tell you, it ran smoothly. It was great. You were not bored in the show, and I think that's important because sometimes these shows can go on, and they can drive you nuts. Heidi, I'm going to touch on something very briefly, and I want to put this to rest, if I may. I said at the start of the show, I have had years of experience of political shows on 702 and lots of things that we've done, and I didn't want to ask the question, but I want to make a statement. There has been controversy around this year's awards, with a particular song called Delunt. But I do want to move the focus, as we're an entertainment show, to the winners and the good work that has been done in the controversy. I mean, the Oscars had the controversy this year as well. I mean, the Grammys always have controversies. But I want to move it away, and I want to now go straight. I don't want to comment on that, please. I don't think it needs it right now. But I do think I want to talk about some of the great winners. It was brilliant to see Demi Lemoore, take to that stage.
I've just lost you. I'm so terribly sorry. Just repeat your last...
All I was saying is I want to stay away from the controversy. I think it's more about... Yes. I think it's important to acknowledge the work and the winners instead of focusing on the controversy. So this is an entertainment show, and I want to focus on the winners. And it was great to see Demi Lemoore really... just award after award after award. That was incredible.
Yes, you know, I mean, she is certainly a special talent, and she's also one of those very... hardworking artists who, you know, that there's a saying that it says that it takes 10 years to become an overnight success. And she's one of them, you know, as she said on stage, it took her 10 years to get where she is, and it's a well-deserved 5 awards for her.
There was really 5 awards. There was the most awards won by her, am I right?
Sorry, yes, she's the top winner. And then just and behind her, you know, of course, Taryn Lamb. And we're very proud. She won the Album of the Year and also Female Artist of the Year. So that is a well-deserved award for her as well.
It was great to see Snotkop come back from a Xhosa performance many years ago at the Sambas, now rocking the Afrikaans stages.
Yes, absolutely. You know, he was known as Lekhoa, a rapper, you know. And yeah, what an artist, a hardworking artist who deserves his accolades.
And I must also add too that it was good to see Rock Album was there. It was good to see some of the hip hop stuff was great to see Jerome Rex taking taking an award. But it was also nice to see some of the proper old traditional singers also make this thing happen, which I thought was great.
Yes, you know, I mean, Pete Buerta, who won the Rock Album, is also a legend. You know, he's known as the father of rock. So it's great to see that, as Andre Swartz also said on stage, young trees, you know, get seen more often, but old trees are still recognized, and that's great.
Heidi, I want to congratulate you. I want to congratulate CakeNet. We look forward to the 9th annual Guma Awards, Music Awards happening next year. I just wanted to give you a shout out and say well done. I thought it was spectacular.
Thank you so much for the compliment, and I will most certainly tell everybody involved. And thank you for your support.
And we want you in studio. I want you to come and sing and play for us one day here. It's for fun. We do
that. I will. Promise I will.
The one and only Heidi Edling from the Guma Music Awards. Thank you for joining us, Heidi.
Be good.
Thank you. We're gonna change gear a bit. Let's have some rock and roll, something.
Well, I was looking for songs about tattoos, and it's funny, there's not a lot, actually. There's one by Jordan Sparks, which is like a tattoo, and I kind of felt that wasn't really in the genre. Then I thought, like, we need some metal music, and then I was like, we've played that for Monster Jam. So there's this classic, which mentions a tattoo, which I quite like. Do you know it?
Help me out.
You wouldn't have heard it. It's probably the biggest song of the last decade.
Of course, I know it is. Hey, I was doing just fine.
just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay.
You could just replace every word with tattoo here. Hey,
you tell your friends it was nice to
tattoo,
but I hope I never see them again.
You're waiting for the chorus, I think.
Oh, you're waiting, yeah. Anyway, everyone who knows the song knows about the tattoo part.
Okay, well, can we just get to the tattoo part in the studio? Tattoo Tony and Stelio, tickle us. The first International Pretoria Tattoo Show happens next weekend in Tshwane, in Gauteng. Is it of my...
This is the part.
tattoo on my shoulder.
It's a stretch, but yeah, I did what I could.
That was really cool. That was not what they're gonna go for, I don't think. This is gonna be a great show happening. Welcome, Tattoo Tony Stelio Stiklas to the show. Let's get you on this. Yes, welcome.
Good morning, guys.
First and foremost, Summit Grill and Sky Bar, Millhouse. It's really, really cool. Two great venues in the Menlyn area, and you've got a second
in the Woodhill area. Correct.
Summits. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not from Pretoria, but I have been there a number of times. I love how I just want to tell you, in the pools they've got these huge
birds
in these pools. It's the best thing you see from the highway. Just see these blood birds, guys. Firstly, what made you bring this the tattoo show to Gauteng,
Tony?
Look, this is something that we've been discussing, myself and Stelio, for a few years.
Your wireless tattooing me?
Usually, yeah, during a couple of sessions. We've always wanted to do one, myself personally. I've been to, you know, a lot of local ones that have been very good down in Cape Town. And I've always wanted to bring that up to the Gauteng market. And that was kind of my main concern, bringing tattoo, you know, culture and the whole livelihood around it to the Gauteng people who deserve it. You know, I mean, it's just something that we wanted to start, and we just thought the hometown of Pretoria, where I'm from, would just be a nice basis for it, because it's a little bit more mellow than your Joburg area.
But now, what's going to be great about this, it's not just watching the artistry of tattoo, which of course is a critical element, but there's going to be DJs, great food, great bars. It's going to be a proper festival.
Yeah, full-on entertainment, you know, with the Summit Grill and Sky Bar and the Millhouse, you know, in the same vicinity. We decided it's very, you know, people can come from Joburg. You can find, you know, it's very accessible, you know, from people from Joburg. The Pretoria crowd loves, you know, the entertainment side of things. So we thought, let's bring the two together.
Yeah.
You know, art, good food, and good entertainment. And at the end of the day, at Summit, you'll have all the DJs. And at Millhouse, which is more of a craft beer bar type scenario, you'll have all the live bands. So at least the people are getting value for the money.
And they've got my favorite on tap, so you know who can't say no to a nice cold pint of Guinness. So.
And cool, of course you've got the Fine Ice, which run great specials right next door.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Of course you've got lots of lovely hotels. If you want to come from Johannesburg or from somewhere in Duval, or even if you're coming from upcountry, it's a great place because
Very central, very cosmopolitan, a lot of places to stay at.
The Fire and Ice has also climbed on board, and they've helped us with decent rates on rooms. So if you are coming from far away, there are block bookings for the tattoo
show. Because it's fun. Because at the point, it's rock a bit, dance a bit, drink a bit, get a bit mola, have a good time.
Get some art on your skin.
Get some art on your skin.
Don't need to drive anywhere.
Don't go anywhere. This is really cool stuff. I must say, I mean, my partner, Jacques, lives in just around the corner. So we often go to your spot, and we love it there. The sushi's great. So I look forward to, actually, we'll get your chef in one day and do something really fun with it.
No, definitely.
But I just wanted to say, I think this is really, really cool. And if you're not exposed to tattoos, or you're scared of tattoos, or you want to learn more about this, or your kids want to do it, and you're like, you know, you're that person, if you get that, go and experience. Go, because it's not some weird...
Exactly.
Do you understand?
Exactly.
These are artists.
Yeah. These people have been putting their heart and soul into creating South Africa as a really top destination for getting great tattoos. We have the artists in this country, and what we want to do is to showcase the best of them to the international as well as local market, to give tattooing the kudos it needs in this country.
I want to tell you a quick funny story. I did a show on Three Talk with Nolene some time ago, and I did a show on tattoos, and they came, the guests, and I invited a psychologist and a guy called Pepe, a top tattoo artist, and the tattoo guys came from Scotland, and I thought they were it was the wrong tattoo.
It was a military
tattoo. And I had to do a mixed Three Talk show. tattoo versus tattoo, seriously. Nolene looked at me and said, why are these people in kilts? I said, don't know what's going on.
It's easier to show their tats off.
It shows you.
How far you've come.
Yeah, I've come a long way. Hey. But again, this is really cool. And I wanted to give a shout out to your DJs. Would be cool. It's happening on the Friday, Saturday, and the Sunday.
Yeah.
Correct.
26th, 27th, and 28th of April. And it is available to all walks of life, all ages, everybody who is interested in tattooing and wants to come and see something really interesting. You can also get tattooed at the show. There will be artists who are taking walk-ups.
Okay, sure.
There will be artists who are will be available for tattooing.
Just don't be too drunk, perhaps. Yeah, I don't know. Just a suggestion.
That's an absolute must. Yeah, they won't be accepting drunk people. However,
it happens.
Drinking will be available.
We are going to go there.
But yes, it's going to be available to everybody. So if you do want to get work done, contact your artists now. Climb onto the website, PretoriaTattooShow.com, or www.PretoriaTattooShow.co.za, contact your artist.
It's www.PretoriaTattooShow.co.za.
That's correct.
Yeah. And of course, just go and pop into Summit Grill and Sky Bar and
come have a nice cocktail.
And also, if you need information, that's how you do it. Yeah. I'd like to do a telephonic with one of the artists again next week, just so we can do another punt.
That'll be fantastic. We can arrange that.
And I'd love to arrange it. Or you can pop into the studio, get someone in. It'll really be cool. But I'm just really, really happy that you guys are, again, artistry is artistry. Whether we're on a stage, whether we're going off to a beautiful exhibition, tattoo workmanship is an artistry, and that is why we're so proud to be associated with it, by the way, at cliffcentral.com. And we want to thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Come here, Ilza, grab a mic very quickly, because you've got to sing for your supper. let's get Ilza to. Now, Ilza, listen. Ilza, right. I need to ask you a question. Sorry. Do you need body and mind rejuvenation?
Absolutely.
Do you also need
so hard all the time?
Stadia, do you need some body and mind? Okay. And Tony, absolutely. Everybody needs it, eh?
Absolutely.
Escape to award winning day spa in the heart of Rivonia in Johannesburg. It's Skin Sense Day Spa hosts a comprehensive range of expert beauty treatments for women and for men. They've got lots of Easter specials happening. Don't miss Skin Sense Day Spa. Go to cliffcentral.com to look at all their specials. They've got facial and massage combos and lots of great Easter deals. So you're going to sing for your supper, Ilse. Quickly.
I do it all the time. Okay. But okay, let's do it again.
Here on cliffcentral.com on the Unview, here is your gift prize if you sing it right. Let's go.
Okay, so I have to wait. Okay.
One
moment in time. I can't hear. Each day I live, I want to be a day to give the best of me. I'm only one, but not alone. My finest day is yet unknown. I broke my heart for every gain. The sweet, I face the pain, I rise and fall, yet through it all, this much remains. I want one moment in time when I'm more than I thought I could be, when all of my dreams and the answers are all up to me. Give me one.
And That is the one and only Ilse Klink. Thank you, my love.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to thank all the very special guests for joining us in studio from Chicago, the musical Hazel Feldman and Ilse Klink. Don't miss it at the Teatro at Monte Cassino beginning this Saturday until the 26th of May. The GUM Awards are happening this week. If you actually tune into CakeNet this Saturday night at 8 o'clock, you can watch those great awards. It's a great show. Monster Jam opens in Durban this weekend. It's happening on Saturday. And we'll talk about it throughout the course as it travels through South Africa. And don't miss the first international Pretoria Tattoo Show happening 26th, 27th and 28th in Pretoria at Summit Grill and Skybar and Millhouse. Don't miss it. Thank you to all our very special guests. Nathan, great having you. This is just hectic. We're out of time.
Yeah, you're over time. This is The Unview.
The Thin.
The Rich.
And the Fabulous. Cheers.
This is CliffCentral.com.